Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Time now to talk films with our esteemed Open House critic, Ben McKechnie, and we've seen a great deal of promotion for this one, The Wolverine, hit our screens this week, the sixth instalment of the X-Men series. It sees our very own Hugh Jackman reprise his role as The Wolverine. It's had mostly positive views, but what does Ben think? Ben, welcome back.
Hello, mate. I presume by promotion you mean all those posters and ads around the place with Hugh Jackman without his shirt on.
Seems to be. And those abs. My goodness.
I know. They're closely modelled on yours, I believe.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's amazing what you can achieve with Photoshop, but that's another story. Now, listen, for those of us who haven't seen any of the X-Men films, bring us up to speed.
Okay, well, I'll try to do this as quickly as I possibly can. So, the Wolverine is a mutant. The X-Men is a world, it's our world, but it's a world where mutations exist, and majority of the mutations take on superhuman elements. Now, the Wolverine, Hugh Jackman's character, whose name is Logan, he's a guy who's got this super-duper skeleton made out of this amazing material that pretty much just is unbreakable, unstoppable, and he's also got these giant claws that come out of his knuckles every now and again.
Yes.
Yeah. So in this film, so there's been a bunch of X-Men movies, which has a whole group of mutants. This one, though, focuses particularly on the Wolverine, as the title would suggest. It's the second solo outing of the Wolverine, and in a nutshell, this is about the Wolverine going back to Japan to visit a dying friend, and then he ends up going on this sort of cross-country cat-and-mouse game where he's trying to protect a woman from being killed because she's the heir to a massive fortune.
Ben, what's the big attraction with Wolverine? Why the success of this particular franchise in movies?
Mate, really good question. The shortest answer is that superheroes are big. People just love the superheroes. Sure. X-Men definitely gets fired under that category. The X-Men series itself has done pretty well when you have like this variety of mutant superheroes on screen. The Wolverine series, though, hasn't done as well by itself. So it hasn't been as well received. But this one's been better received by critics than the first Wolverine outing. But saying all of that, it still pulls in a lot of money at the box office, so they'll continue to make these kind of movies. But I think really the simplest answer for why is it successful is because of superheroes.
Okay. The Wolverine's had a number of troubles in this film. Is it something we can relate to, Ben?
Yes and no. I don't know, Lee. I don't know how you go with immortality.
I'm not a superhero.
It's not something that I have to face every day, but the Wolverine is pretty much immortal. Like, it takes too long to try to explain like what's going on inside the guy and why he can't be stopped. But he's immortal, and so as you can imagine, with anyone who's immortal, you have a number of different. Particularly if you're immortal and you're a superhero who goes and like fights people and that kind of stuff. There's a number of things that happen in your long life that can cause you trouble. In this film, they really highlight the loss of a loved one. So the Wolverine had a beloved and she died. And this is really haunting him to the point where his immortality is a curse to him. So the fact that he cannot die, cannot be stopped, is a curse and a torment to him. Whereas, like a lot of people, I think really like that idea, actually, of living on, of not wanting to, you know, face death. They'd rather just keep going on. But the Wolverine presents a different story, which is a guy who has that and doesn't want it.
Okay. Has Hugh Jackman's performance been well received?
Yeah, again, I keep going back to this yes and no thing. But yeah. So I'm surprised at the critics' response, which hasn't been too bad, because I didn't think the film was that great. Hugh Jackman is well cast as the Wolverine. He looks the part. As go back to the where we were talking about the abs and all that kind of thing. Like, he really looks like the character. But the problem for the character is it's largely one-dimensional. And as much as he's angry and he has to yell a lot and the claws come out, that's about it. And the fact that he's had a loved one die on him isn't as moving and isn't as engaging as what you really want from this kind of film. There's not much drama, is what I'm saying. There's not much drama.
Okay.
So Hugh Jackman does fine as the Wolverine, but he's not the problem. The story is the problem. It's dull. The action's just mediocre, even in 3D particularly. And I think the fact that they set this in Japan but don't really use the culture or the history of the country as well as they could There's a lot of things about honor and shame and samurai warriors. Those kind of themes come up in the film, but I just don't think they're used as well as they could have been.
Still, you've taken away stuff from this. In fact, you say the Wolverine has a bit of a pointer for how we should live, what we should live for.
We're blokes on this show who we try, whenever we talk about a movie, to think about what's the movie saying, what's the message of the film.
Yeah.
And I think under it all, it seems to be suggesting that if you want to find the meaning of life, the purpose of life, it's to fight for something, it's to have a cause. And Wolverine's lived so long and seen so many things, he almost doesn't care anymore. He's just over it. He wants to, like, he's almost run out of purpose. Whereas the moment he finds a purpose, which is fighting for this this Japanese woman he's trying to protect, the movie suggests that he now has purpose. So the fact that he fights for something, he believes in something, causes him to believe in himself. And I think a lot of people can resonate with that.
Yeah.
That's, as long as you've got a cause, that's it. My question to that is, should you question what the cause is? Like, just because you're fighting for something, does that make it worth fighting for?
Yep.
And is it something worth believing in? But as a Christian, what I kept thinking about is so the Wolverine's immortal, but he doesn't really find any purpose in life. For most of the film, he's not really finding it. Whereas as a Christian, one of the many things I love about what Jesus is offering is that he offers meaning and purpose in life, here and now, but it relates to eternal life. It relates to everlasting life. So Jesus being the meaning of life, the purpose in life right here and now, has amazing ramifications into eternity, which is something that the Wolverine doesn't really present, or kind of presents in a negative way. So if you find anything unsatisfying about immortality that Wolverine offers, I'm saying race to the teachings and the instructions and the words of Jesus, and really reflect on what he has to say about purpose in this life and about the everlasting life.
Okay. Is it worth 2 hours of viewing, Wolverine?
Ah, Lee, great question. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no because in your intro you said this is the sixth X-Men installment. If you like the X-Men, I'd say go back to the X-Men movies where there's a whole bunch of them, because the Wolverine is used better in those movies, I think, than in his own individual movies. So, no, I don't think you should, especially in 3D. I think it's a waste of your money in 3D.
Okay, Ben McKeegan, thanks very much. Keep those sit-ups coming for your abs. Let's see how they turn out. Thanks very much for joining us, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.